President Bush has concluded his remarks to the United Nations General Assembly in New York. He used his annual address to defend the U.S. actions in Iraq and to tout the U.S.-led rebuilding work done there so far. While the president asked the U.N. to help with the growing military and financial costs in Iraq, he acknowledged the disagreement within the U.N.
Our actions in Afghanistan and Iraq were supported by many governments, and America is grateful to each one. I also recognize that some of the sovereign nations of this assembly disagreed with our actions. Yet there was, and there remains, unity among us on the fundamental principles and objectives of the United Nations. We are dedicated to the defense of our collective security and to the advance of human rights. These permanent commitments call us to great work in the world, work we must do together.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan opened the session. He also urged international unity to rebuild Iraq, but Annan sharply criticized President Bush's preemptive military action against Iraq based on a belief that Saddam Hussein might use weapons of mass destruction.
This logic represents a fundamental challenge to the principles on which, however imperfectly, world peace and stability have rested for the last 58 years. My concern is that if it were to be adopted, it would set precedents that resulted in a proliferation of the unilateral and lawless use of force with or without justification.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now. Don, what was the president's aim today?
He had a pretty simple message to the United Nations, basically that we've had disagreements, but I want to work with you, that the situation in Iraq, the state of Iraq, it's too big, it's too important, and that the international community has a huge stake in Iraq's successful transition to democratic rule. So basically he was saying that they need to put differences aside and make this work. He didn't give in on any of his past decisions about going to war. He said he did the right thing, and he thanked those that supported the U.S. on that. He also talked about weapons of mass destruction, even though none have yet to be found. And mostly he talked about how the world is a far better place without Saddam Hussein, that all nations can agree on that, that the torture chambers are gone, and that the oppression of his regime is a thing of the past.
Did he offer anything new to holdouts within the U.N., holdouts on Iraq?
He said he wants to work with them, that he's ready to work with them to get a new UN resolution passed that will give the UN more involvement. But the big sticking point there is the timetable for turning control over to Iraqis. And he did not speak specifically to that, except say that it can't be hurried. And he also appealed to their consciences, really, by saying that every young democracy needs the help of friends. This is a quote. He said, "Now the nation of Iraq needs and deserves your aid, and all nations of goodwill should step forward and provide that support." So that was the message.
And he spoke about the Middle East?
He did indeed, and he said that a stable Iraq will provide benefits to the Middle East. And he also kind of scolded Yasser Arafat and some of the Palestinian leaders, saying there is much they could learn from the kind of developing democracy that's taking place in Iraq today.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.